Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, February 10th, 2025 at 6:01 p.m. First item, establishment of a quorum.
Okay. Howard Kitchen.
Here.
Dave Stewart. Doug Fabian.
Here.
George Kramer.
Is here.
Devin Huff.
Here.
Roger Hayness. Thomas Holman.
Present.
Devin Sonnefeld.
Here.
Rick Castro.
Here.
We have a quorum.
All right, thank you. Would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes, I would like to welcome everybody to the February 10th, 2025 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning conditional use application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter into the Taney County Zoning Regulations as zoning maps as evidence, into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case as Exhibit B, the staff file including all information for each case as Exhibit C, for the cases to be heard here at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
All right, thank you. First item of business is review and action of the January 13, 2025 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes as presented? Hearing none, may I get a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve, as presented.
We've got a motion. Do we have a second? Motion and second. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes stand approved.
I'll make a motion for a five-minute time limit for the speakers, not including the applicant.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor for 5 minutes for the speakers during public hearing, less the applicant. Do we have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So we will move right into the public hearing and final vote. We have one conditional use permit. Cody?
Okay, tonight we're going to hear case number CUP 2025-001. The property owner is Jeff Love. The name of the property is Mansview LP. The location is 4425 State Highway JJ, Hollister, Missouri. It's in the Scott Township, Section 1, Township 21, Range 21. So the request from the applicant is they're seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for 20 electrical-only RV sites and 10 events per year located at the property. Parcel number 20-1.0-01-000-000-001.00. The property is currently zoned A1, and this has came before you guys before, but we got some new board members, so I'm going to give you a little bit of history on what happened. So on March 15, 2022, a conditional use permit, the number is 2022-034, was issued to Mansview LLC for Texplex at Fox Creek, which allowed UTV, ATV, and Jeep trail riding. On October 26, 2022, they were issued a land grading permit to clear 10 acres. On March 13, 2022, they came back and asked for a conditional use permit for paintball games at the Texplex. And on August 25th, 2023, they came back and got a commercial building permit for their office building. Okay. So I'm going to start with my presentation here. So Highway 76 East, J, down JJ, we're all the way almost to Arkansas. A little closer here. This is the site they presently have. They've cleared and where they have their operations at. The zoning is all A1 around them. There is a little bit of C2 up here, but it's not very close. So it's all A1, very agricultural, rural. This is the site plan they submitted to us. So this would be the north side. I flipped it on the side so I could get it all on here. This being the south down here. So if you're driving down and pull in their construction entrance, they're asking for those RV sites here on the north side of their property that's been cleared, and a few right here by their office buildings right here, and five more right here. And then also the 10 events per year. So I went out there and took some pictures. This is their construction entrance. Looks like they've been doing some upgrades to it. This is looking to the south out on JJ. This is looking back to the north. It's just a picture of as I entered the facility. Straight on picture, you can see the office building back here on your left. And their trash dumpsters. And where they're proposing most of these electrical sites is back here. You can kind of see the land clearing back in there. So I drove back in there. You drive straight back in. That's looking, if you look up on top of this berm, the highway's up here. So they've cut down a little bit and leveled this out. And then I just kind of spin a 360 so you guys can get a feel for it. And then as I go back out. There you go. So with that, I'll have the applicant come up and talk about the project.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good, thank
you. Good deal. It's pretty straightforward.
Could we get your name first, just for the record?
Yeah, Jason Shaw. Okay. With Texplex at Fox Creek Off-Road Park. This was part of our original plan. We were asked to go ahead and keep bringing our future plans in, so we were taking a little long to accomplish this, so we got asked to come in and get this done. So this is basically it. That northwest parking lot right there would be just RV spots with additional parking around those. And then to the kind of southeast of the office there, that would be just VIP parking with electrical hookups. Very basic. There is no long-term. It's weekend-style stuff, overnight. Any of the trailers that come in there are self-contained. We're not going to provide water, just electricity. So there's, I don't know, there's not a lot to be said other than that. It will help promote our company. It'll definitely further our business. We've already got people coming in from all over the country because they've heard about our park. They're coming to Branson. They're enjoying it. We've got great reviews online, and people, one of the big things people are asking for is to come out and be able to plug their RV in when they come to town and be able to hang out right there at the park, in addition to going to town to do other activities other than just riding. But yeah, that's where we're at right now. We've moved to that point. We've got a huge following at this point. We've had a lot of progress as far as the trails go. We do an absolute ton We're doing 350 to 400 rentals a month. Not this month, of course, or last month. It's been a little cold, but getting pretty tied into a lot of the businesses in town. As far as I know, we don't have any real complaints about anything that's going on. From some of our neighbors, we've talked to a lot of them. They've heard a few machines out there occasionally, but other than that, everything seems to be going pretty smooth.
So up to this point, has anybody been staying on property and camping?
Over there, there's not really anybody. There's nobody staying there, no. No.
Is the trailers being parked there or left?
There are occasionally trailers that are parked there and left, and they'll go get a room in town or whatever the case may be, but yeah. But yeah, nobody lives over there, if that's your question.
Any other applicants or questions for the applicant before we open it up for the public?
How many people do you think you had over the New Year's deal event?
We estimate about 500, which we had a lot of learning curves going on at that point, and we've corrected some of them. Our driveway right there is it's a whole new driveway. We did everything that the State Department asked us to do, and the Highway Department, DOT. We did everything they asked us to do. Corrected the driveway they wanted to see. Put all the gravel in that they wanted, and they come out and inspected it, and we're happy.
Were you able to park everybody on the property during that event?
I think organized better, yes, we could have. But we didn't organize the actual parking of every single person that came in, so they would pull in and pull in a little cockeyed, a little crooked, and so people did end up parking along the highway on JJ and down Aspen. But to answer your question, yeah, I believe we could have. We haven't finished clearing our 10 acres yet either. We've still got a few more acres to clear to the south of these two parking lots. And tidying up, we've got a lot of work to do and about $50,000 worth of gravel to put down, so the mud going out onto the road doesn't happen again as well. But that is what we're in the process of doing right now.
One thing I asked about when you guys originally started, like you said, you had safety stations and stuff like that. And I was just curious, how's your safety record been? Is there been any bad accidents?
There's been a few accidents that were, there's only been one that was actually severe, and he's fine. And we've had a few other accidents where I've been doing this for a long, long time. And a lot of people, when they crash or they fall off of their machine or fall out of their machine, whatever the case may be, they think they're dying. And they'll immediately call 911 when in fact the case is they just got a scratch. But so in my personal opinion, we've had one severe accident. And it was actually caused, according to his doctors, that they believe the reason that he had an accident, he was going uphill, he had a stroke, and just smashed the gas, freaking hauled up the hill, hit a rock, flipped over backwards. He wasn't geared up. He didn't have a helmet on. And so it ended up, he had some head injuries that he's recovered from. But other than that, severe, no.
Is this your main entrance?
I'm sorry.
That was the middle of building it, yes.
Have you got paved?
Paved, no. We've got